Our Falling Into Place series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning we focus on the Capital District Women's Employment and Resource Center. Our guest this morning, Elizabeth Miller, Executive Director of WERC. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Joe.
Tracy Bullitt is here, who is on the WERC Board of Directors. Thank you very much for being with us, Tracy.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Melissa Lape, Intake Specialist for WERC and WERC graduate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For us in radio, it's hard not to think of WERC as a radio station.
I know.
I'm sure you don't have that same problem, but we do. We see four letters in a row. Starting with a W, you just assume it's a radio station.
But the acronym is really very key to what we do. It's Employment and Resources for Women in the Community.
So let us talk about that. And you have some fascinating statistics, but brief history on the organization, how it came to be, and the mission overall.
Okay. Well, Women's Employment and Resource Center was originally the Albany Displaced Homemaker Program, which was started in 1988, and the first one was out in Buffalo in 1978, and that was to serve women transitioning back to the workplace. We work with women who are divorced, separated, pending a divorce, single mothers, women who are married and their husband is not working, and they need skills training and connection to the employers in the community that are hiring.
When you look at your goal for the program, what is it and what do you hope to really accomplish day in, day out?
Yeah. The mission for work is advancing women's success in the workplace by building their economic and personal independence. And the women that we are working with, many times they're falling through the cracks. They have no other support. They haven't worked in a long time, so they're not eligible for unemployment. They are unable to receive social services because they may have a home and some savings. And so they need to find employment right away with an employer that has good benefits and a career position.
And then how do you define that, of what the position, you know, of what is good for them? Is that up to them?
It's based on their background, their skills, education, their skills and their education. We help them transfer their skills to something that's marketable in the community. They've been out of the workforce for sometimes 5, 10 years, mm-hmm. and they need to find employment. And they have those skills. We just show them the support and the opportunities that are out there.
So, Melissa, let us go to you. As I mentioned, you're an intake specialist, but you also went through this program. So give us a little bit of background and how you came into WERC.
Sure. After taking the opportunity to step out of the workforce and be at home with my children for 10 years, I found myself facing a divorce and knew that suddenly I needed to go back to work, and I hadn't been to work in over 10 years. So I knew I was paralyzed, actually, by fear, some self-doubt, shame. I hadn't thought about my resume or going back to work in over 10 years. So when I found that I needed to apply for work online, that was daunting to me because I came from an era of where I looked in the classified ads and sent my resume and my cookie cutter cover letter via snail mail to employers. And now I was faced with navigating the computer world to not only apply for work, but I knew that employers would be expecting that I had computer skills in a market or a job force that's really driven by computers. So I was lacking those things. I was lacking a network. I had no idea where I needed to start. And I found work after seeing a clip about work on a local news station, and called and realized that I was eligible because I was now a single mom looking to suddenly support my family after 10 years at home.
So in that role as intake specialist, what are you doing? Because you're at the front lines, right?
I am.
You're the first person that many of these women will talk to.
I do. I pick up the phone when someone calls and wants to learn about the Women's Employment and Resource Center, or WERC as we call it. They want to know. They usually have a story. They let me know what their circumstances are, and I'm the one that gets to talk them through, yes, you are eligible for our program, and this is what we're offering, and come on and meet us and take a look at our training center, and let's get signed up for some classes and workshops that usually include things like resumes and cover letters and interviewing and networking and job search skills and resources. So I'm the one who takes that phone call.
You're the one.
I'm the one. I love it.
You're at the center. I should mention that Tracy Bullitt has Esquire attached to her name. So I assume you have some capacity in that within the organization?
Yes, as I'm a board member, but I'm an attorney. So what I've been able to bring to the board so far, which is I just joined in February, is to help with any policies or otherwise that need to be written with respect to the organization. I mean, we are very careful in terms of any partnering we have with other agencies or otherwise. So that's one role as a board member that I can share. Also as a board member, we are a working active board, and it's great. We help out at all these events that we have. We help with social media, and we're there to support the organization. So it's a great board to be on.
Tomorrow you'll be having an awards luncheon where you're going to be honoring women and organizations in the region who have helped women in the area and whose mission is aligned with your mission. And I guess that gets into the issue of networking and how well you work in the community with all of these other great groups.
Yes, it's very important for our women to network for employment, and the community has truly helped us through the years when New York State funding seems to be at a low for all nonprofits. Our doors are still open for women in need, and it's because of the generous support from the community with our fundraisers and also training grants and foundation grants.
When you look at that network, it's pretty good, right? We have a pretty good network around
here. It's a fabulous network. It's women helping women, men helping women, communities really empowering women to succeed and to help them find employment and provide hope for their families.
And when you look at and I assume in your role in intake of moving, because you identified many of the programs that you offer, but you count on that network a lot then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The network provides opportunities for women like myself who, in the changes that are happening in your life circumstances, when you don't know where to turn, WERC has those partnerships and those relationships with the community that really help us all find our way into a career.
When somebody comes into the program, typically how long are they with you?
They're with us until they find employment.
Okay.
And we work with them until they find employment. And it does vary. It could be a one-day workshop. It could be our eight-day training. And it could be the follow-up services that follow from that. Our women find us through our network, through word of mouth. And then we also find through our network that our employers will send us job leads. And that's where the match comes in, the win-win for the employer. They get an employee who has a great work ethic, ready to go to work, is dedicated and loyal. And the employee gets an employer who is concerned about their employees and many times will promote from within.
When is there an average, though? Do we have an average of basically how long? Do you have a sense?
It's usually about 2 to 3 weeks is an average, and that's once they come through our training. We have a 2-week customer service training, a call center customer service training, and the placement rate for that is 85% to 87%.
Wow. The training programs, what goes into those, and who ultimately is doing the training?
Marge Adams is our employment and training coordinator.
All comes down to Marge. Marge is the trainer.
She's been with Work for 15 years, and she provides the career readiness training, which involves resume writing, cover letters, interviewing skills, and the learning how to network in the community. We also teach computer literacy classes. That's Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and the internet. And all of those classes are taught with the idea that the woman needs it to find employment. So when we do internet training, we are looking at the companies to research the company and make sure it's a good fit before she looks for the job. Mm. And then go out to the company website, find the job leads, and then send her cover letter and her resume.
You serve 300 women or so a year?
We serve 300 women in all different capacities. Again, could be a one-day workshop. It could be the very intense training, and it's really connecting them to employers in the area.
But the need is greater.
The need is greater.
Yeah. So you could potentially do double that.
We could. We could. Yeah. That's actually one of our goals. We did a strategic plan in 2015, and we're still working on that. In the next 5 years, we would like to double the amount of women that we're serving. It comes with financial. We need the financial support, and we're working on partnerships and also grants.
Yeah, Tracy, how's the board feel about that?
It's good. The board was actually a part of that strategic planning, and we all have certain parts that we're helping on for that strategic planning. So it's a really exciting time, and we're really pushing to make that goal happen.
The Capital District Women's Employment and Resource Center is what we're talking about this morning. They're going to have a luncheon tomorrow. It's their annual awards luncheon honoring women and organizations in the Capital Region. You can find out more information by going to cdwerc.org about all of the services that we've talked about this morning. cdwerc.org. We're also going to have a link posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. wamc.org/roundtable, which will be included with a copy of this interview. Elizabeth, Tracy, Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for the great work you're doing in the community and for sharing with us this morning. A wonderful pleasure to have you all on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Again, support for Falling Into Place comes from the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress.